Just try Bactine when sunburn leaves skin inflamed and peeling. It helps take out the painful fire, gives soothing, cooling feeling.
One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Hazel and Jack on the back steps.
Come here, Mr. Law Partner. I want to congratulate you.
Well, thanks, Hazel.
How does it feel to be a man of distinction?
About the only difference I've noticed is that I've got more responsibility and less cash.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. I want to talk to you mothers about the meals you serve your family. Oh, I'm sure you're a good cook, and you enjoy fixing the foods your family likes best. But, you know, just giving your family the food they like to eat may not be enough. Your job is bigger than that, Mother. You must make sure they're getting all of the known essential vitamins they need as well. And you can do this by seeing that they take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Yes, these quality vitamins by the makers of Alka-Seltzer will give the folks in your family the vitamin protection they should have for constant good health. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy and pleasant to take, low in cost, and excellent as protection against vitamin deficiency disease. Ask your druggist for them. One-a-day brand, multiple vitamins. The blue package with the big one. Chapter 6, Book 86. The day is waning as Henry Barber comes up from his garden in his work clothes. He is pleasantly tired from his efforts and sits down on the back steps. The late sun is adding its color to his flowers, and here and there a shadow has fallen to underscore the vivid hues. Apparently, Henry approves of nature's collaboration with his handiwork, for he is nodding in satisfaction and chuckling to himself as he looks engrossedly at the prospect below him.
Well, Father.
Oh, Hazel, I didn't see you standing there.
I know you didn't. What are you doing, admiring your garden?
Beautiful now, isn't it? See how the sun is just touching the tops of the flowers.
It's lovely. Where's Mother?
She's in the house someplace.
I brought some snapshots we took of Pinky. I just picked them up at Mr. Jameson's drugstore. Dan took most of them, and they came out very well. You want to come in and see them?
Yeah.
I told Mother I'd bring them over as soon as they were finished. I've got some extra prints. I'll leave them for you.
Very good, very good. Go ahead, my dear.
Hi. Huh?
Jeff just drove in next door. Hello.
How's the trip to San Diego?
Come here. I want to congratulate her. I haven't seen Jack since he was made a partner.
Oh, yeah, he's a full-fledged partner now, eh, Jack?
What's that, Dan?
Father was just boasting about your promotion.
Oh. Well, tell me, Hazel, how'd you find things in San Diego? Pinky and Admiral yet?
The first thing I want to do is to give you a big kiss of congratulations. Come here.
I thought everybody done that already.
Well, I haven't. We left for San Diego before I got to see you. Bend down here and be kissed, Mr. Law Partner.
Thanks, Hazel.
How does it seem to be a man of distinction?
Well, about the only difference I've noticed so far is that I've got more responsibility and less ready cash.
Oh, no.
The office staff, the rent, all that is part of Jack's worry now. Hey, my boy?
Sure is, Dan.
Hey, come in the house. Hazel has some snapshots to show us.
Well, I haven't checked in at home yet. I think I'd better run along.
All right, Jack. I'll leave the pictures with Mother and you can see them later.
Good. Think he's okay, is he?
Oh, yes, he's quite the sailor man. He expects to be assigned to some kind of duty almost any day now. He said he'd requested submarine service.
Submarine?
Well, that's what he said.
Well, that's pretty rugged. You'll have to get a lot more training for that.
I know. I think he was trying to impress Dan and me. I don't really believe he'll go into that.
Of course, those submarine boys get a lot more pay. Maybe that's what Pinky had in mind.
That would influence him, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Leaving San Diego very soon. I don't let myself dwell on that too much. The thought of his going off to sea gives me cold shivers.
Yeah.
He seems so young somehow. He looked so little and boyish standing there waving at us as we left.
Yes.
Well, come on, Father. Let's go in the house. I haven't much time left. I've got to get home. I left Margaret watching our dinner. It might be burned up by the time I get there. She gets on that phone, you know, and forgets everything.
I'll see you later.
Well, my boy. Go ahead, Hazel. No, wait. I'll get the door.
Bye, Jack. Say hello to Betty.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Hi, Jack.
Wow, what'd you do? Pick up a ride, Cliff?
Yeah, Paul came by just as I got off the streetcar.
Yeah, good thing, I guess. He was dragging a little. How are you, Jack?
Hi, Paul. I wish I could time it out every night this way so I could get picked up. Walking home those last couple of blocks kind of get me.
I always keep my eye open for you, but we never seem to meet up, Cliff.
Well, of course, being a big partner now, you'll be keeping banker's hours before long. Knock off at 3 or 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah?
Just the other way around, huh, Jack?
You're not kidding. Well, I got to get through the hedge and report to my little wife. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, so long.
Well.
Jack. I'm getting to be a solid character, you know it?
Yeah, he is at that.
Partner in a big law firm? It's hard to believe, in a way.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. He's always been our kid brother, and here he is getting up in the world. Probably be a big success one of these days.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Funny how things turn out. If anybody told me a few years ago I'd be selling neckties at my age, I'd have thought he was crazy. Now look. Sure got a great future in front of me, and gosh, I'm getting on in years, Paul.
You got a long way to go before you catch me.
Oh, yeah, but it's different with you somehow.
What?
Oh, you've done something with your life, but here I am, just treading water. Why, do you realize it'll only be a question of a few years before I'll be a grandfather, probably?
What are you talking about? You got a son, 13. That's a long way from being a grandfather. Be 9 or 10 years at least before Andy gets married.
Maybe I'll have more sense by the time I'm a grandfather. No kidding, though. Won't that be something?
Right there.
Ooh, feel old as Methuselah.
Well, come on, Grandpappy.
Okay, let's... you think it's funny. We'll both be grand-uncles or great-uncles or whatever you call them inside of another year or so. I'll take a bet on that.
Oh? And who's to present us with our little grand-niece or nephew, as the case may be?
Joan.
Huh? Gives you that idea.
Well, now look, son, you can't tell me she isn't serious with this fellow she's been going with over there in Berkeley. Something is certainly going on. She's taken awful close over there, and in my book, that...
Isn't that gorgeous, Jim? See, the sun's turning the bay all gold. Oh, I just love looking down from the Berkeley Hills like this.
The setting sun and music at the close. It's the last taste of sweets, his sweetest last...
Go on. I like that.
Don't remember anymore, Joan.
What's it from?
Richard II, isn't it?
I don't know. You like Shakespeare?
I do, strangely enough. Sort of odd for a fellow in engineering to like something like that, I guess.
I don't think it's odd. I think it's nice.
Do you?
Yes. You know, Jim, you remind me of my Uncle Paul. Your tastes are a lot the same, and... Well, I just know you're going to like each other.
He sounds like a grand guy from what you've told me about him.
Oh, he is. He's so understanding and warm and sympathetic. If I had him come over here for dinner sometime, do you suppose you could possibly come?
Well, I don't think he can count on me, Joan.
You mean because of your wife?
Yes.
Why don't you tell me about her, Jim?
I will sometime. Have you told your Uncle Paul or anybody in your family that you were... Well, you're seeing a married man?
No, I haven't told anybody. Why should I?
Silly of me to ask that. I know you well enough now to know that you wouldn't say anything.
It wouldn't be helped by talking about it. And I don't worry anymore that you don't love me. You do. I know you do.
Joan, I'm afraid we're going to have to go.
Oh, it's so lovely here on this hill. So peaceful.
The sun's almost gone. It'll be getting cold.
Are you saying that because you want to go?
It isn't that I want to, but... I'm afraid I'll have to pretty quick now.
All right. You say when, and we will. I understand.
Joan.
Yes?
I was full of good intentions when I met you this afternoon. There were so many things I was going to tell you.
Tell me now.
Shall I?
Yes.
We mustn't see each other anymore.
Why?
I've tried to stay away from you. I've tried to put you out of my mind. I've avoided going to the library at the times when I knew you'd be there, but... But I always end up by coming back, looking for you, waiting for you.
If you didn't, I'd find you, Jim. I know every class you have. I know where you are practically every hour of the day. I know just how you look when you're taking notes in class. I can see the way you wrinkle your forehead a little when you're thinking. Where your hair's always kind of mussed and how you hold a fountain pen. Smudge of ink on your finger. I see you all the time. All day long, even when you're not with me. Night, when I go back to my apartment, I lose you. I try not to think of you then because you're with... Jim, you know how much I love you.
Joan, it's no good. We mustn't see each other anymore. You know that.
Oh, please don't. What? If I thought I wasn't going to be with you anymore, that would just be the end of everything, that's all.
What a heel I was not to have told you right in the very beginning, but I... What the situation was...
Do you think that would have made any difference? I loved you the very first moment I saw you. I mean it. You could have told me you were married or a criminal or anything, and I wouldn't have cared. And I don't care now.
But we've got to care, Joan. And it's much better that we end this now before...
Before what?
I can't tell you how I blame myself for letting this get where it is. But the only way, the best way to make amends for my selfishness and thoughtlessness is to end it. Finally and definitely.
Jim, answer me one question.
Yes.
Do you love your wife?
Listen, Joan, I love you. Because I do, I don't want any harm to come to you. If we go on, it may.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. For half an hour, Jack Barber has been explaining the meaning of the word good to his little daughter, Mary Lou.
You understand now, don't you, honey?
Well, maybe. But why?
But I've just told you, Mary Lou.
Did you tell me why I couldn't say good, gooder, goodest?
I told you it's not right.
Is that a reason?
Of course it is. We don't say good, gooder, goodest, but we do say what? What did I just tell you?
Good, better, best.
Atta girl. How'd we get started on this anyway?
Because I said my dolly doesn't feel good, and I'm going to put her to bed.
No, well, honey. Your dolly doesn't feel well.
That's how we got started. That's what you said before.
Oh, well, we won't go over it again.
But I heard you say it just last night, too.
You heard me say what?
That you didn't feel good. And that's when Mama fixed you a glass of bubbles.
Oh, you mean the Alka-Seltzer for my headache. Well, that was certainly good.
You bet. Alka-Seltzer is always good for a headache. And here's how you can find out for yourself just how good it is. Get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your drugstore. And next time you feel miserable with a headache, take Alka-Seltzer. You'll be delighted with the fast, comforting relief it brings. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers, ready to go right to work, ready to bring you the relief you want. Remember, that's Alka-Seltzer for really fast, really effective headache relief. Here's the family again.
Come on, Joan, we've got to start back toward the campus.
When am I going to see you again?
I said it was dangerous. Did you understand?
Yes. I understood, Jim. When am I going to see you again?
Remember, friends, when a headache is cutting down your efficiency or making you feel droopy and irritable, take Alka-Seltzer for relief. Just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water. Let it fizz and bubble up. Then drink that sparkling, refreshing solution. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers. And it's instantly ready to go to work to bring you the relief you need and want. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Always keep Alka-Seltzer on hand for fast headache relief. Fast-acting headache relief. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, The Missing Ring, Chapter 7, Book 86. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.
The Railroad Hour presents Very Warm for May, tonight on NBC.